Aaron Kevin is happening and you have asked to have your children baptized. Doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training Jane and Jenny in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring them up to be God's commandments as Christ by loving God and loving. You clearly understand.
Thank you. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the universe by nuns praying. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament left us the memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so to hear the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. The word of the Lord.
This has been an unprecedented attempt.
The very fact of the synod itself will draw attention to the region and its problems. This, however, could have been done by any number of NGOs, perhaps not as effectively, but nonetheless, the church in this is not unique. What can the Catholic Church, as the Catholic Church, do that others cannot? What can we make? We need to return to basics and what we celebrate today. We are the body of Christ. We are the presence of God in the world, consciously and physically. All church does is based on that. We people experience, feel Jesus Christ through us. If yes, we are truly the body of Christ. If not, very least we are a farce, if not a fool. This is why we emphasize the sacraments. Now, I will age myself consciously, both consciously or unwittingly, which I seem to be doing with breath. With the older definitions, outward someone instituted by Christ. A certain age, or a long moment, other people might be looking at me like this. So, the first sacrament is the church itself. The church is outward, it's physical. We are not a church to set up for any saints, but for very obvious sins, seeking to reset the woman failing in the way. We are not only physical. Jesus, we celebrate it 2 weeks ago with Pentecost, and it is grace. Grace is simply that we have a relationship with God and each other that deepens when we love each other and show obedience to Jesus. More than anything else, we have the individual sacraments, physical signs or important times in our lives. The reality of Jesus and his church to us. Today we will celebrate baptism, or we will be born as a sign of life and to the world as we born in Jesus. This is not life. These children will really be born with a new life in Jesus. This is usually for infants, not child. But demonstrate that one's brothers and sisters of the church are with us at all times, including the churches and the adults. We have tropical sacraments, customs and customs, which address situations in life. We usually bless people on their birthday, we bless people as they go on their interview, we will bless those who will be in the park. For the Jews and other ancient Semitic peoples,
good Jews that we were, and was great wisdom extending that covenant to others, we truly are like the Gentiles by how we treat each other. Those of you who have been reading the weekly observations on our website, the first readings of Mass, a very good idea of what this means. Everyone, however, can understand by looking at the people you will see on the way home from Mass. Ask yourself, how can I be the light of Christ today? And can I do this without the bishops who will meet in Rome to discuss the Amazonia will ask that this can be done by celebrating the Eucharist very concretely. Remember that a real covenant requires a real sacrifice and participating in it. It can only be accomplished by a truly worthy priest. Communion services are wonderful and needed, and indeed after stay and train and up the region of the word with all communion on weekdays when the priest is not available. This will definitely occur over the summer. In the Amazon, there are some people who are able to attend Mass only once a year, and once a month is better. Catechists can do communion services, but is the celebration of the Eucharist, real participation in it, which makes us to be God, that allows us to be the presence of God in the world. If we cannot give that, we as a church don't have much to give at all. Now, Pope Francis has not made much of a secret that he prefers the celebration, but it is an open secret. Suggested to the bishops of the Amazon that they raise the issue of ordaining older, prudent men. Guerrillas, most of the church does not do this, there will be no possibility for the humans, for basically anyone in that vast region. We will take tremendous criticism from the usual sources. Thank you.
pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an awareness that participating in the Eucharist calls us to share ourselves and our resources with all in need, and for knowing that small acts of generosity are multiplied for those who need them, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For John Henry Cutchins, who was baptized yesterday, and Jane Olivia Chupka, and James Alexander Gross, who will be baptized at this Mass, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the ministers who make our liturgical celebrations prayerful and meaningful, we pray.
Do you renounce it?
I do.
And will his works?
I do.
my power to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I would ask Jane and Olivia and her family, please come here. Parents and godparents, everybody else can stand up front and look.
It's your will that Jane and Olivia should be baptized in the faith of the church we have professed to do today. Jane and Olivia, I baptize you in the name of God. I hope you
the church, and then they have to go from there into the church. So it was clothed in a white garment, became a reminder that one is sinless after baptism, and we seek to live our lives as free from sin as possible.
When you come into creation, have clothed yourself in Christ. Receive this baptismal garment and bring it unstained into the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that you may have everlasting life.
It's fun, Jesus. The next slide is the lit candle.
Notice this one is different, and that is not addressed to the child. It is addressed to his parents, godparents, and indeed to all of you. To all of us, what we do here is not magic. It is meaning only if we show the light of Christ. We reveal the world and how the world is through the power and the light of faith. Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. These children of yours have been enlightened by Christ. They are to walk always as a child of the light. May they keep the flame of faith alive in their hearts. When the Lord comes, may they go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. The final sign is the one they really don't like. The prayer over the ears and the mouth. But again, it is a prayer that we will teach them how to speak. We will tell them what they need to hear. We will encourage them to share their faith by word and deed.
Our offertory hymn is number 380.
acceptable to God the Almighty.
His wondrous correction and ascension. the will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that you, who are nourished by the water and the blood of your Son, may be filled with this Holy Spirit, and become one of the one Spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, that we may maintain an inheritance of your wealth, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, who was the worship of the spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, our witness of Charles and Bartholomew, and with all the saints. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation pray for you. Advance peace and salvation of the world. Please return in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope and Nicholas Arch, the order of bishops, all clergy, and the entire people who gain the glory of God. Listen graciously to the prayers of this man, and your son and before you. Strengthen me, pray, Jane and James, in the holy purpose. Your servants, who by cleansing the waters of the earth, have made and joined with the people. And grant that they may always walk in newness of life, and your compassion and merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children, scattered throughout the world, who are departing brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind and vengeance to your people. They have begun to enjoy the tender fullness of your glory in Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may delight for all eternity in that shared and divine life which is foreshadowed in the present age in our reception of your precious body and blood, living and forever and in heaven.
Amen.
Please be seated for a few minutes.
Sometimes when we get into this question, to be perfectly honest,
giving this year. And as Francis told you, this and everything else can be done online. You never have to actually write a check anymore for anyone. So, just think about that. The horror of supplying pamphlets to children. Anyone have a birthday this week? Okay. I know at least three people in this church are going on a vacation. Celia, Cyrus, and me. This is the way I treat my friends. This is why I have so much stuff too. I can't bless myself. However, you can.
Faith are what we say and do in Christ Jesus our Lord.